This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Thanks for joining us here this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow, did you see that massive snowstorm the other day?
It was awful.
No, it was great. It didn't hit us. Yeah. It was great. It went east.
Every time it snowed, I was expecting that, okay, here's actually going to be, you know, we're going to get some accumulation here. And, you know, it was just kind of more dusty each time. So I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a meteorologist these days. Well, I guess, why wouldn't you? I mean, you don't have to do a good job.
Yeah.
That's your job, and you still get paid. So
Yeah. Be right or wrong, no matter.
They've missed them pretty badly here lately.
Yeah.
They remember that snow event we were supposed to get last week, and yikes, they were talking originally about like 20 inches of snow up to, and it's going to be the blizzard of the year. They even named it. They called it Q for whatever reason.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
They even named it. And then all of a sudden, we got a little closer, and a few days ahead of time, they dumbed the up to 20 inches down to perhaps like 7 to 12 inches. And then all of a sudden, it was like 6 to 10.
Yeah.
And then when it actually hit, it was 4.5, at least for us here in Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, you may have gotten more or less, but it just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
But folks in Kansas and Missouri, they got they got hit pretty well. And then they followed that up. They were telling us that there were two more storms on the tail of that. One of those, which was supposed to have hit here this past week, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday,
Tuesday
like that,
snowed.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of snow, just enough to, you know, wet the ground a little bit. But, you go into the Des Moines area, and there were places that had an inch or more, or an inch, a foot or more of snow. So they really got hit pretty well. And we got next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even really, if you get in the car and drive east 20 minutes, you're going to find the snow.
Oh, really?
It was that close to us. We had all kinds of school districts to the east of us that were at first going, you know, 2 hours late, and then canceling altogether because of the snow. And even the next morning, we had a few that were 2 hours late because of some of the drifting. But we didn't see any of that right here in the immediate Atlantic area. Mm-hmm. So I guess we got lucky there. But then they were talking a third potential one following that. But I don't know where that one got lost.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I think it took a left turn when it should have taken a right turn or something because it never got here. But, you know, Friday morning, a little bit of snow. It was actually looked kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Had those big fat flakes.
Yeah.
It was almost that TV snow where they jiggle the box up over the sound stage.
And just the perfect falling snow.
Just falls really politely and sits there and smiles at you.
Well, this one kind of hit you more in the face, I know.
Yeah.
It had some wind behind it.
I usually think the snows around here, they do. It's kind of like sandblasting you. It just keeps hitting you. But yeah, so far, you know, I mean, we're getting closer. Now we're into March.
Mm-hmm.
You start to think
kind
March.
Think spring.
Yeah, you start thinking spring, don't you? Of course, spring will be along here, as far as the calendar goes anyway, as far as the sun cycles and everything go. It'll be here later this month, but we'll see. Usually March, you start to think of warmer temperatures. It always seemed to me, like by the time we got to, like, say, the boys' state basketball tournament,
because
you had wrestling, then girls, then boys. Boys was the last in the string of winter sports that had their state tournament run. It always seemed to me like that was pretty much the end. You know, you'd start to see a little bit warmer temperatures. It seemed like we were walking through some slop now and again during that time because it was starting to melt. And then you get toward the end of March, toward April, and you're more concerned with rain and snow. And of course, some of the guys are worried about planting and what have you. But they all, you know, the tournaments have all moved back a week, though, too, from where they used to be. It used to be that the boys' tournament would always happen around St. Patrick's Day. But now it gets finished before then because they moved the schedule back a couple of years. To accommodate the Drake University because they were trying to host the NCAA track and field championships.
Yeah.
And so they had to move everything back to get the state track meets out of the way. So they moved the entire yearly athletic schedule back a week, which is why we have football games starting so early in the middle of April, August now.
Yeah, it seems
weird. In high school. Yeah, it does. So, but anyway, my point was, as we get to that and it seemed like, you know, that's pretty much the corner. That's where we turn and things. We can still have snow, obviously.
Yeah.
We've seen instances of that. But it's usually the heavy, wet stuff that just doesn't stick around very long. So I'm liking our chances at this point.
Yeah.
I'm really, really starting to get a little cabin fever.
Really? Yeah.
I want to go out and play golf.
Do something, yeah.
I want to go out and ride my bike. I want to go out and do something outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have hobbies and things that we like to do inside. And some nights it's nice just not to have to do anything. You know, sit and maybe vegetate with a book or in front of the TV or something and just not worry about anything. But you can only do so much of that.
Yeah.
And then you have to go do something. Have to get outside. Now, you've got a young boy at home.
Yes.
And you've got a son, too.
yes, I do.
But you've got a young boy at home, and he's gosh, by the time summer rolls around, he's going to be a year and a half old.
Yeah.
That's about the right time to really get out and start enjoying the outdoors mm-hmm. for the first time. Are you getting psyched about that?
I am. It'll be fun to be outside and play with him. I have to get him like a sandbox, you know, get all that kind of stuff for him. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's just a constant transition when you have a young one mm-hmm. like that. It seems like just about the time you get him used to certain things, well, he's grown out of them.
Yeah, bored with it now and on to the next.
It's broken, you know, yeah. whatever. You know, you move on to the next thing. But do you really have much in the yard right now for
no,
him?
No, we don't have anything, so.
So really looking forward to
yeah.
the fun stuff.
Yes.
Well, I think you'll get a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what it's like for a lot of folks. I know I have a lot of great memories of going to the park with my
yeah.
with my family, not just my parents, but with my extended family, mm-hmm. grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and stuff. And we used to do a lot of that kind of stuff on Sundays where we'd head to the park and the adults would all sit around the picnic table and visit whatever else. And all us kids, we were all playing on all the stuff.
Burning off all your energy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. Of course the parents love
Make
it.
Make sure we sleep later on.
Yep.
You bet. I mean, I have a lot of great memories of doing that when we were young. That was a lot of fun. We always enjoyed that. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to get to that point in the year where you can get outside and start doing some of those things. And that'll open up a whole new world for him.
Yeah.
He'll enjoy
well, I guess we do have a slide for him, just like a little two-step slide, but mm-hmm. play that once in a while inside, but I think it'll be a little better when he can play with it outside. And
okay, so I have to ask.
Yeah.
Baseball, football, basketball, what are we talking?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, but I'm sure his father would definitely want to see him in football.
I mean, when you take him out for the first time to throw a ball to him, will it be a basketball, a football, or a baseball?
Oh, he's already throwing balls.
Oh, good.
He even does a whole, like, takes his time, puts his foot forward, throws it, gets this really hard look on his face like he's just going to beam it at you and just lets it go. And his aim, it will be right on to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you might have something.
I know. We'll see what it leads to.
Mama's little million-dollar boy.
Hey, if it happens, it happens.
I have to work this kid hard here. By golly, he might be worth something someday.
Ten more throws before you're going to bed.
That's right. Yeah, you got to make, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what you're actually going to be doing for things out in the yard, mm-hmm. you don't need a slide. You don't
yeah.
need a swing set. What you really need is a
need like
an
a
old
net
tire
or something. Oh,
that's
yeah,
tied up to a tree so he can throw a football through it.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll have to do that, definitely.
Hey, whatever you need to do, whatever gets the job done.
Yeah.
A lot of money out there. Get that college education paid for,
yes,
huh?
That'd be great.
Whatever one can do.
Yeah.
Well, good. All those thoughts, all those great ideas, soon we'll be able to do that. That's what keeps us going right
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It hasn't been a long winter, no longer than any other winter.
True.
Because we haven't had all that much snow and
no,
everything,
we
too. But it just, you get to that point where you just have to be able to get outside.
Enough is enough, yeah.
Yeah, time to go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the nice thing is you can go out and enjoy the beach right now. It's right close to your house. For a lot of folks, it's right out there
sand.
In the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got sand everywhere.
Yeah, and on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're looking to fill up a sandbox for him, just stop over by my house. I can.
I'll just sweep up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sweep it up out of the garage there for you. No problem at all.
Gee, thanks.
Welcome to winter in Iowa.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Well, we do have some things going on here around the area. It's getting to spring. We're starting to talk St. Patty's Day all of a sudden here.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, before St. Patrick's Day, we have a couple dinners and some things going on. There's a Staley's Chicken Dinner that's on Sunday, March 3rd. It's at the Minden United Church of Christ, and that's from 11 to 1:30. They'll also be serving mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, corn, dinner roll, salad, pie, and beverage. Just $9 for adults. And then children, for children 12 and under is $6, and children under 2 are free. They do have carryouts available. You just need to call 483-2903. That's the Staley's Chicken Dinner on March 3rd at the Minden United Church of Christ from 11 to 1:30. Over in rural Fontenelle, the Avondale Church, they're having a pancake dinner on March 3rd from 11 to 1. They'll be serving pancakes, sausage, eggs, salad, and pie for a freewill offering. Here in Atlantic, the Jazz and Wine, it's the Iowa Western Community College Cass County Center Scholarship Fundraiser. That's on Sunday, March 3rd from 5 to 7 at the Iowa Western Community College campus here in Atlantic. It's $20 per person. You can call to make a reservation at 243-5527. You'll get to taste some of the gourmet talents of Ryan Asklin, the Iowa Western Community College Culinary Arts graduate and owner of Dusty's in Griswold. Again, that's the Jazz and Wine on March 3rd from 5 to 7 at the Atlantic Campus on the Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Green Ridge Scholarship Fundraiser is on March 3rd at the Irwin Community Building. They're going to have some live music, and that begins at 2, and then they'll also have a soup supper from 4 to 7. They have a bunch of homemade soups. They have homemade chili, vegetable beef, chicken noodle, and potato, and they'll also have some sandwiches and desserts to go along with that. They also have a bake sale, silent auction, and door prizes. It's the Green Ridge Scholarship Fundraiser on March 3rd at the Irwin Community Building, and that starts at 2. The Riverside Community School, they're hosting a pep rally to send off their boys' basketball team. That's on March 3rd at 4 at the high school in Oakland. It begins at 4, and then they'll be distributing the state t-shirts, and then at 5 will be the send-off. Again, they play at 12:15 on Monday, March 4th for the state tournament. You can march into reading with the Anishinaabe Valley Family YMCA, their school reading support for grades K through 3. They'll pick up the children at school and we walk to the YMCA on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 4:30, and that's on March 5th, 12th, and 26th. And you can enroll your child at the YMCA or the Atlantic Public Library. It is free whether you're a member or not, and it's sponsored by the YMCA, Kids Fun Fitness, and the Atlantic Public Library. Got some blood drives coming up here in Atlantic on March 6th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Atlantic High School. And then coming up in Avoca, the Red Cross blood drive is on March 7th from 8 to 2 at the AHST High School. The Griswold Telephone, their fiber to home event, it was rescheduled due to weather. It's now going to be held on March 7th at the Lewis Community Building from 3 to 7. In Clarinda, there's the Southwest Iowa Gun Show on March 8th from 4 to 9, on March 9th from 9 to 3, and the 10th from 9 to 3. That's at the Page County Fairgrounds. There's 100 tables of guns, knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and more. Just $6 to get in. And also have some breakfast served for you on Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. And they do have concessions available during the normal show hours. Knights of Columbus Fish Bake. It's every Friday until March 22nd from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Just $8 for adults and $6 for kids. There's a legislative town hall forum that will be held at the Elkhorn Town Hall on March 8th at 3. It's to meet the new representative, Jason Schultz. The 24th annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show, that's on March 2nd at the Adair Casey High School gym. If you'd like to be a dealer, the setup is from 7 to 9. The tables are only $10, and then the doors open to the public from 9 a.m. to 3. There, they'll have 70-plus tables of farm toys, trucks, banks, parts, cards to buy, sell or trade, with food and plenty of parking. Admission, only $2. Children under 12 are free with an adult. Got any questions or if you'd like to be a dealer, call Roger Richter, 641-742-5285. And it's sponsored by the Adair Fire Rescue. Again, that's the 24th annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show on March 2nd at the Adair Casey High School gym.
That's a lot of stuff.
It sure is.
What's your favorite?
Any of the soup suppers.
Anything with food.
Yeah.
I'll take anything with food for 100, Alex.
Yes, please. You can't go wrong with soups. I mean, it's just winter, cold days, especially like when it's snowing out. Like, that's all you want, just to be inside with a nice bowl of warm soup.
You don't eat much soup in the summer.
No.
I mean, just by nature, most people don't eat much soup in the summer. It just doesn't sound good. It weighs you down a little bit.
Yeah, you just don't like to do a lot of cooking. Just gets the house hot. And
it's not warm weather food. Chili is another, you know, you don't eat a lot of chili in the summertime.
No.
It's not warm weather food. So you better get your fill of it when you can.
Yeah.
And since we're heading towards spring, do you change your eating habits at your house when we get to the different seasons, like as we get towards summer?
Yeah. Definitely try to get more grilling in. So I guess, you know, less cooking inside and not so many casseroles, I guess, and kind of probably lighter stuff, I guess, I tend to make and not even really think about it, I guess. Cooler foods.
Well, we wear less clothing in the summer in the first place, so therefore I don't want my belly to stick out quite as far.
Well, that too.
So, you know, you try to eat a little bit less maybe and... but yeah, it just seems like the foods kind of cycle a little bit with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see some of that here too. Enjoy the soup suppers while you can.
Yes.
We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We have plenty more yet to talk about right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. A few more things to talk about yet here in the area. You mentioned fish fry at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. Well, St. Michael's in Harlan also having their Knights of Columbus fish fry every Friday night through Lent. They go 5:30 till it's gone. So get there early, I guess.
Yeah, just in case.
That's the Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. You can dine in or get it to go. It's an all-you-can-eat baked or fried fish dinner with slaw, fries, or baked potato and a drink. Grilled cheese are also available for the kids if they'd rather have that. The public is always invited to attend, and the proceeds go to the 2013 Graduates Scholarship Fund. So find a Catholic church. You'll probably find a fish fry here in the area during the Lenten period. Also, some other things coming up here this weekend yet. The UFC Youth Group Supper. It's a soup supper. There you go. Another soup supper for you. Is this Sunday, March 3rd, at St. John's United Church of Christ, a mile south of Lyman. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll be serving chili, vegetable beef, and potato soup. It also includes bread, dessert, and a drink for your free will offering, and that is sponsored by the St. John's and also the Faith Lutheran Church, the youth groups there. So the UFC Youth Group Soup Supper, group soup. It's group soup.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you remember it. This Sunday, March the 3rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Lots of stuff going on there. Lots of good food. Also this weekend, on Sunday, March 3rd, it's a turkey and dressing dinner, and that's at St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair. And they'll have pie for dessert as well, so don't forget that. That's always a good drawing card. They'll be serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $9 for adults. Children 10 and under, $4, and preschoolers can stop on by for free. If you want carryouts, just call them at 641-742-5045. They'll do carryouts and some delivery as well. That's a turkey and dressing dinner. Ooh, I haven't had turkey and dressing since the holidays. It's getting close.
Yep.
Getting time again. Turkey and dressing dinner with pie for dessert, St. John's Catholic Parish Hall in Adair this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They hope to have a good crowd there also. Also, some other things coming up here in the near future, and I mentioned Sign of the Times. Here's one. Little League Baseball and Softball registration. Wow. For boys and girls currently in grades 2 through 7 will be this Thursday, March the 7th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Now, this is for the Elkhorn area. And the registration fee is $25. Uniform cost and size information will be available at registration as well. That's the Little League Baseball and Softball registration at the Elkhorn Town Hall for boys and girls currently in grades 2 through 7. It's this Thursday, March the 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. And again, the registration fee, $25. So make sure you have that with you as well when you stop on by. Also, coming up here very soon, the 22nd Annual Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development Annual Meeting is coming up this Friday, March the 8th, at the Learning Center at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. This year's program will begin at 10 a.m. with presentations by Tim Eggers, an ISU Extension Ag economist. He'll speak about land values. And also Mark Hanna, an ISU Extension agricultural engineer. He'll talk about farm energy consumption and how that relates to a project to be done at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm. They'll have a complimentary lunch, and then the annual business meeting will be conducted after that. So if you'd like for more information, you can contact the Wallace Foundation either online or on the phone. Make sure you make plans to stop on by. That's the 22nd annual meeting of the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development this Friday, March 8th at the Learning Center. It's getting underway at 10 o'clock in the morning, so make your plans accordingly. Also, coming up here very soon, we have an opportunity for you to have a fun night or a fun afternoon, however you look at it. The Country Players are presenting Leaving Iowa. It's a comedy about family vacations. It's a dinner theater event, Saturday, March 9th, and Sunday, March 10th. Now, Saturday, March 9th, the doors will open at 6 p.m. On Sunday, March 10th, it's 11:30 a.m. That's at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. You can get your tickets by calling 712-563-2721. $20 each, and you got to get them by reservation only, so make sure you make the phone call there so you can get your seats before they're all gone. Also coming up next Saturday, March the 9th, the Griswold Volunteer Fire Department will have its annual Supper and Dance starting at 5 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. They'll have lots of entertainment, including Griswold High School Jazz Band, DJ Jenny will be the featured performer at the dance. Do you know who that is?
I do. Well, not personally, but I've been to dances before that she's been a DJ.
Okay. Oh, so it is an actual DJ.
It's a DJ, yes.
See, I didn't know. It could have been a band name for all I knew. I didn't know. Okay, 8 o'clock is when that all gets started with the dance there, too. It's a free will donation. Griswold Fire Department is helping, obviously, sponsor all that. The proceeds going toward the cost of training and the purchase of some new equipment. And they have a pretty good menu, too. They're going to have smoked pork sandwiches prepared by local area smokers. Smoked pork. It's always good.
Yeah.
Always good. Smoked beans, cornbread. Ooh, cornbread. Good stuff. Potato salad and chips. Mm-mm. Good menu. 5 o'clock, Saturday, March 9th at the Griswold Community Building. That's the Griswold Volunteer Fire Department annual supper and dance. You get a belly full and then you get to work it off.
There you go.
That's a pretty good combination they got going there. Also, make sure you get your tickets, too, for the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet, which is coming up not too far down the road. That'll be Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Doors opening at 5, dinner at 6:30, and you can get your advance tickets by contacting Matt Dollison at 712-249-4795. That's Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. That's the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet coming up here not too far away. Also, I've got some notes here about the Cass County Memorial Hospital community blood draws, as those are, they already started actually, but there are some more events coming up for you to take advantage of. Now, you can schedule your appointment for a blood draw by calling 249-0261. That's 249-0261. Or if it's easier for you, just go online at www.casscountyclinics.com. Now, you can make appointments between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on certain days at certain locations. Now, there are some events coming up at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Atrium, and those dates are March 7th, March 8th, March 9th, then March 14th and 15th. So three of those dates coming up yet this next week, Thursday the 7th, Friday the 8th, and Saturday, March 9th, and then also the following week on Thursday, March 14th and Friday, March 15th. They also have an event for that blood draw at the Griswold Medical Center, and that's scheduled for March 18th. That is a Monday. And then at the Messina Medical Center, and that'll be on March 20th. That'll be a Wednesday. Now, they offer a number of screenings. The blood profile is $35. It does all the normal things that you would expect it to do. They do have some extra opportunities as well for a bonus blood profile, a PSA, vitamin D issue there, too. Those are all extra costs. The results will be mailed to the address that you provide on your registration form. So get those registration forms. You can find them online at casshealth.org, or you can pick them up on the day of your appointment. But fill those out properly, and you'll get those results back in the mail. So if you want to do the blood draws, again, March 7th, 8th, 9th, 14th, and 15th here in Atlantic at the Hospital Atrium, 18th of March at the Griswold Medical Center, the 20th of March at the Messina Medical Center. You have to make appointments between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. to do those draws. And again, the number to make an appointment, 249-0261. Get that important stuff done. After we've eaten like crazy all winter long, now we have to go see how bad the damage.
I know, the show always makes me hungry.
I know. See how bad the damage.
It's not fair.
All right, so that's what we have there for some different events and activities and things around the area. You got some birthdays for us.
I do. We'd like to wish Delma Stuhlberg-Bennett a happy 90th birthday on March 7th. And to help her celebrate, her family's requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send her birthday greeting to 310 East 1st Street or P.O. Box 143 in Kimbleton, 51543. So happy 90th birthday to Delma Stuhlberg-Bennett, celebrating her birthday on March 7th. And you can send her a card to 310 East 1st Street, P.O. Box 143 in Kimbleton, 51543. Also happy 87th birthday to Mary Ann Gettler on March 9th. She's celebrating her 87th birthday, and her family is also doing a card shower for her. You can send her a card to the new homestead, room 309A, 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center, 50115. So happy 87th birthday to Mary Ann Gettler on March 9th, and send her a card. Wish her happy birthday to the new homestead, room 309A, 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center, 50115. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Robert Pritchard, celebrating his birthday on March 2nd. Also to Elaine Anderson, celebrating her birthday on March 7th. And to Esther Anderson, celebrating her birthday on March 8th. Over at the Friendship Home, we have just two past birthdays. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Estelle Rose on the 1st, and also to Elizabeth Anderson on March 1st. And coming up to happy birthday to Marjorie McMillan, celebrating her birthday on March 7th.
All right, very good. Yes. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me to tell you about. And we don't have any baby announcements to share with you this week either. We did have one other thing we just wanted to visit with you once again about, and that's our Branson trip coming up June 11th through the 14th. As we, from here at KJAN, once again, this will be our fourth trip down to Branson. Done it 3 years in a row. We're going to make it four in a row here as we head back down with some of our best friends. And, we have a lot of people that come back year after year. It's kind of fun to see them come back again and register. It's a good trip. Lots of stuff. It's a short period of time. It's Tuesday through Friday, June 11th through the 14th, but we do a lot while we're there.
Yeah.
And it's a reasonable price, too. $460 is the cost per person for double occupancy. So if you and your wife or you and your husband want to come, or you and a friend, you and your sister, you and your brother, we don't care.
Right.
Have a good time. It's $460 per person to stay double occupancy. Now, we do have triple, quadruple, and single occupancy rates as well if you want to check those out. But we have a lot of great stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Shoji Tabuchi, we're going to see the Presleys, we're going to see the 12 Irish Tenors. Oh, gosh. What, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember what else we've got going on. We're going to do an ag tour over at the College of the Ozarks, which will be interesting. We're going to have lunch there again. Got some other good food opportunities planned for us. We've also got a...
The boat tour?
Yeah, we've also got a three-hour boat tour that we've got scheduled, too, that we're going to... Oh, Pierce Arrow is the other show that we're going to attend. These are all shows that people who have gone with us in the past have asked us to get on the schedule because they wanted to see these. So that's we've been listening to those folks who have gone in the past when we try to set up our schedule each year. Yeah, we rented a boat to go out on a three-hour sightseeing tour.
That will be nice.
Out on the river, and we've also catered lunch on it, too. So that'll be kind of fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That should
be
fun. Drinks, food, and hopefully great weather on the water. How do you beat that?
No.
I keep hearing that song Pontoon in the back of my mind, but it's not a pontoon boat. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time with that. But, yeah, we hope you get lined up. We've actually had great response so far. It's been, about a month and a half maybe since we put out the word that we were going to have this, and we're at, about 70?
Yep, 70.
That have signed up already. We can take as many as 100. That's max. That's as far as we can go. So we only have about 30 spots left, and the rates that we gave you are discounted rates, and those are good through March 15th, so only for about two more weeks.
Yeah, gotta hurry.
So if you want to get in and get the good rate, then you better do it soon. Quite frankly, if you want to get in at all, you better do it soon, it sounds like, because those spots are filling up in a hurry. So make sure you take advantage of that. Again, March 15th is the early sign-up deadline. That'll be, it'll be a week from this coming Friday. So you really have two full weeks left to do that. So if you're really interested in doing it, make sure you make those plans and get out here and see us. Cash or check is what we take. And you need to see, Stacy. So in the front door, she's the first person you'll meet. So make sure you sit and visit with Stacy, and she'll get you signed up and ready to go. And we'll get you lined up. We'll have fun. I guarantee we'll have fun. You'll sleep well too. You'll sleep well at the end of the day. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
We have a good time. So.
And don't you get like ice cream and stuff at the end of the day too?
Oh, absolutely. We're staying at a new place this year too, which is more in the middle of all the action.
Central,
yeah, so you can actually get out and walk across the street, do some shopping. We're right by the outlet mall, so you can do some shopping. We'll have some free time built in for you, too. Shopping, there's a family funplex. There's some other things around that area, too. So, yeah, it should be fun, and you betcha. We got big breakfast in the morning, and you get ice cream, cobbler, and cookies at night.
Ooh, can't go wrong with that.
I know. That's all we do is eat. Didn't we just talk about
that? Yeah, I was gonna
say. So make sure you get on the bus and sign up with us, but do it soon because we are running out of time. Mm-hmm. Check the contest and promotions page at KJAN.com if you'd like to learn more. We have all the information there for you, too. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us here on our program. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.